You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 40 years since Adrian Solomon Myrie has lived in New Zealand. In the 1980s, he moved to Australia as a 23-year-old, where he got a job as a sheep shearer before playing professional rugby in Perth. He went on to buy a house and start a family. Australia became his home. Earlier this month, all that was taken away from him when he was deported back to New Zealand after serving a 6-month jail sentence for a domestic-related crime.
My daughters, my family, they're still in Australia. All those things, my mates, my life itself. At the end of the day, I still did something wrong, okay? And I've told myself that, but I didn't think that for doing something wrong, paying my debt back to society, doing, 6 months incarceration, and then doing 2 years and 8 months in a detention centre.
The father of two is now trying to navigate life in a country he hasn't lived in for four decades.
Yeah, it didn't make you feel good. There's nothing. You don't know where you are, you're lost in here, you're scared, and all these things are playing on you, and you think, geez, you know, it's like those Christmas Island, they've sent you somewhere like the worst of the worst go or whatever, and that's how you're made to feel. You're made to feel like that.
At the beginning of 2017, just before he was due to be released from prison, the 58-year-old was sent to Christmas Island. He remained there for 18 months while he fought his case, then moved to two immigration centres in Melbourne before he was eventually deported. The visa character test was tightened in 2014, paving the way for thousands of deportations of foreigners with criminal records. Under the laws, non-citizens who have served 12 months or more in prison or are believed to pose a threat to the country can be deported. New Zealanders are allowed to live in Australia indefinitely on temporary special category visas, which are automatically issued when they enter Australia, but that means they are disproportionately affected. Annette King, the New Zealand High Commissioner, says many deportees have lived in Australia for decades.
Often they have no contact, they have no family. They are there on their own with their family, their children, their parents are back in Australia. And of course we have found that there has been a relatively high rate of reoffending when they are deprived of their loved ones.
Jason Wilreda spent 8 months on Christmas Island in 2014 after being convicted of driving without a licence twice.
So yeah, being taken away from a family for driving offences with driving without a licence doesn't warrant me to be a hardened criminal. Deep down on my mind, you know, I was in the wrong, I own that, and I say apologies to the Australian people for that. But to be deported and taken away, you know, it's something that I have to live with.
The father of four, who also has a past conviction of common assault, was eventually released from detention. But when he was caught driving without a licence a third time, he agreed to return to New Zealand, this time choosing not to fight the immigration laws.
I didn't want to stay or hang around the immigration again for another 14 months. I fought for the first time for my kids, and so I spoke to my family and said, Dad's going to go back, signed to go back to New Zealand, but still keep fighting.
The federal government is now seeking to further tighten the laws so that any non-citizen who commits a crime that carries a sentence of at least 2 years could face deportation, even if they don't do jail time. Immigration Minister David Coleman says the proposed changes are designed to protect Australians.
This law provides a clear, objective power for the department to cancel that person's visa. It will lead to an increase in cancellations, and I note that some of the critics of this bill say that like it's a bad thing. That is the design.
Christchurch-based Philippa Payne is the co-founder of Route 501, an advocacy group for deportees. She's visited New Zealanders in all of Australia's detention centres, including those on Christmas Island.
It's broken them. It's completely destroyed them. So many people have come back here and they have post-traumatic stress disorder that they're actually unable to work, they're unable to reintegrate. Prisons designed for rehabilitation and reintegration into society, a detention centre's designed to do the exact opposite, to take away any rehabilitation and to make that person feel worse about themselves, to feel like they're not worthy of being on this earth, to feel like they're not worthy of their family.
42-year-old Justin Miller moved to Australia as a 10-year-old. He says he was deported 5 days ahead of his scheduled release from prison and describes his deportation as a life sentence on top of the time he'd already served.
More or less like I've got a life sentence. You know, I'm never going to see my life again. Any of my friends. I just found out my dad's got lung cancer too and I won't get a chance to see him again.
The proposed changes also seek to apply the laws retrospectively, and Ms Payne says that makes even more New Zealanders living in Australia vulnerable.
They could have served time in jail 20 years ago, gone ahead and lived a very productive and rehabilitated life, and now the Australian immigration is not taking on board those 20 years, they're taking on an offence that occurred 20, 30 years ago. How is that fair? How is that just?
Labor opposes the bill but says it could support it if changes are made, including special consideration for New Zealanders. The requests, however, have been rejected by the government. Debate over the bill is expected to continue this week. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.